So, actually, in kind of the same vein, and when you're talking about the idea of retreating and people being in a desperate situation, I was thinking in my mind also the issue of people with known prior autoimmune disease, and particularly the serious ones in terms of Crohn's or multiple sclerosis. And again, you hear this discussed, there are papers out there. Again, it started with melanoma. But I see again at ASCO, you had another poster looking at that. What did you talk about there?
Yeah, I think the group at UT Southwestern had particularly highlighted just how frequent baseline autoimmune conditions are in patients with lung cancer to highlight that it's a large population and one that can't be ignored and one that we need to figure out what's safe and what's not. As you mentioned, I think in the melanoma literature, there has been some good descriptions of patients that had baseline toxicities. The first report focused on patients treated with CTLA-4, and a second that were treated with PD-1. I think both of those reports highlight that there probably is an increased risk of toxicity, but much like the retreatment population, it's not universal. And in some patients, they can benefit from treatment. And so I think my own instinct is that it shouldn't be an absolute contraindication to treat those patients. But it does require a good conversation about what are the risks, which are probably somewhat increased. What can you do about it if something happens? And what are the alternatives? But I can imagine for many people with some baseline autoimmune condition, I might get to a point of wanting to try it. I think there may well be very severe toxicities like scleroderma or others where you might be particularly cautious about wanting to treat that person just because of how bad it can get if there's some flare in their baseline condition. But again, just as you said, like if you're weighing it against the idea of otherwise dying from lung cancer, you're willing to do a lot.
We like to poll investigators just to see what they would do in practice. Of course, who knows? This is such a difficult decision to consider. But a couple of things that really seem to bring out red lights when we bring it up, even if there are no other alternatives, are autoimmune disease, particularly Crohn's, that requires infliximab. Or, and this I remember Chuck Drake brought up, his huge concern about anybody with multiple sclerosis, particularly if they've been treated. Again, obviously the worse it is, the better, but anything in particular that really rings your bell from that point of view?
Not specifically. I think that the rate of people that develop colitis who are treated with PD-1 therapy by itself is pretty low. And so I guess I wouldn't say Crohn's is an absolute contraindication for me. I think the one thing that I feel most cautious about is treating patients that have had a solid tumor organ transplant, solid organ transplant. There have been several reports of patients who have developed graft rejection and even some patients leading to death. And so I think I would go pretty far out of my way to avoid those therapies. I could understand some circumstance, particularly in patients that have an organ that can be supplemented, like a patient has a kidney transplant, you could theoretically be on dialysis. I could understand using it if you're otherwise dying, but I think the biggest red flag for me so far has been organ transplant patients.